Welcome to the SwampSwami.com audio podcast. Take it away, Mr. Haney. Swamp Swami has the sports for me. Watching sports since the age of three. He covers stories far and wide. Bring your sense of humor and come inside. Sports scores and more. Fresh takes. Fast breaks. Sports are my life. Yeah, right, said his wife. Swamp Swami's podcast show. Mickey Loomis has made the Saints irrelevant again. This Sunday afternoon in Buffalo, New Orleans Saints fans like me will be pulling for the Denver Broncos in their opening round of the NFL playoffs as they play the Buffalo Bills. The 10-7 Broncos are led by former Saints head coach Sean Payton. Sunday's game marks Denver's first playoff game in 9 years since the Broncos won the NFL title back during the 2015-2016 season. Since that Peyton Manning-led Broncos Super Bowl season, the Denver Broncos have relieved four, count 'em, previous head coaches of their duties. The Broncos were sold a few years ago, though, to the heirs of the Walton Walmart family fortune, and they wasted no time in hiring a proven winner in head coach Sean Payton. Now concluding his second year in the Mile High City, Sean Payton has accomplished his second amazing turnaround of an NFL franchise. Sean Payton and Drew Brees built the New Orleans Saints into winners. Back in 2006, the New Orleans Saints hired Sean Payton, who was then the offensive coordinator for the Dallas Cowboys, for the head coaching vacancy. In fact, let's give credit to Saints' current general manager, Mickey Loomis, for that hiring in New Orleans. The previous year, Hurricane Katrina came through town and knocked the Saints out of the Superdome as that facility was seriously damaged. The 2005 Saints finished a woeful 3-13 before Sean Payton took over, and the team was forced to play some of their home games that year in Baton Rouge at LSU's Tiger Stadium and other games in San Antonio at the Alamo Dome. Along with Coach Payton, the Saints acquired quarterback Drew Brees from the Chargers beginning in 2006. And then the Saints came marching in to the Superdome once again, finishing with a remarkable 10-6 season and advancing all the way to the NFC Championship game before losing at Chicago. 3 years later, Coach Payton's 2009 Saints brought New Orleans their first and only Super Bowl title with a 13-3 regular season finish. Yes, Sean Payton was the toast of the town in New Orleans, and he still is. After 16 mostly successful years in New Orleans, Coach Sean Payton surprised nearly everyone along the Gulf Coast in early 22 by announcing his retirement from coaching. For the next season, he was a studio analyst at Fox Sports. But that didn't last very long. Just 1 year later, though, in January 2023, the new Denver Broncos ownership announced the hiring of Sean Payton as the team's new head coach. Payton inherited a team in Denver which had finished 5-12 the prior year. They were also saddled with a very expensive, long-term $50 million per year contract for an aging prima donna quarterback named Russell Wilson. Sean Payton's first year in Denver last year produced a mediocre 8-9 record. It also proved to the coach, who himself was a former quarterback in college at Eastern Illinois, that Russell Wilson had to go. Wilson's skills were diminished, and the team's locker room wasn't exactly thrilled with him either. Prior to the start of this season, Sean Payton sent Russell Wilson to the Pittsburgh Steelers and had to eat most of his $50 million annual salary. That said, the Broncos head coach also wanted to reboot with his own new quarterback, much like he did with Drew Brees in New Orleans. Enter Bo Nix. Knowing that Russell Wilson was not the answer at quarterback for the Broncos, Coach Sean Payton drafted former Auburn and Oregon quarterback Bo Nix as the sixth quarterback selected in the first round of last spring's NFL draft. Quarterback Bo Nix and Coach Sean Payton immediately bonded, just like Drew Brees did with his new coach in New Orleans. The Denver Broncos this season finished with a 10-7 record and are going to play at 13-3 Buffalo this Sunday afternoon at 12 noon Central Time on CBS. A 9-point underdog going into the game, the Denver Broncos have nothing to lose, as their new coach and young quarterback are squarely on the same page these days. But what's happened to the New Orleans Saints after Sean Payton left town? Since Sean Payton, quote, retired after that 2021 football season, the New Orleans Saints have gone 7-9, 9-7, and then 5-12 this year. First, the Saints promoted Payton's defensive coordinator into the top job. That was mistake number one. Dennis Allen just never seemed to have a clue about how to manage the team's offense, and he was fired in early November of this past season after the Saints lost 7 games in a row and were at 2-7. Another former Sean Payton hire, special teams coach Darren Rizzi, was asked to take over the Saints in midseason. The well-liked Rizzi led the team to a 3-5 finish, and he's considered to be one of the top contenders for the permanent head coaching assignment in New Orleans. Other than hiring Sean Payton back in 2006, what exactly has Saints general manager Mickey Loomis done? As we've covered recently, NFL coaches often take the blame and get fired for posting losing records. However, the true villain usually is the team's general manager. The coach can only manage the players that are selected and signed to long-term contracts by the team's general manager and signed off by the team's owner. New Orleans Saints general manager Mickey Loomis has been in charge of this team since former owner Tom Benson, our car dealer, hired him back in 2002. Loomis, who was an accounting major and also played basketball in college, later assisted Mr. Benson in his acquisition of the New Orleans Hornets, now called the Pelicans, in the NBA back in 2012. Now, as the 22-year veteran general manager of the Saints, Mickey Loomis is also the primary architect of the Saints personnel. He makes the decisions about the NFL draft and free agent acquisitions and contract negotiations for the pay and tenure for every player on the squad. And he is also the person in charge of hiring and managing the team's coaching staff. If you want to check out the Saints' top picks of the last 10 years during Mickey Loomis' time in New Orleans, go to my website at SwampSwamiSports.com and read this litany of average to mediocre selections in the last 10 years for the Saints. It's not pretty. By the way, the Saints have only used a first-round draft pick to obtain a talented offensive weapon, Chris Olave, back in 2022, one time in the last 10 seasons. Maybe that's why the 5-12 New Orleans Saints finished 24th out of 32 NFL teams in points scored this year with less than 20 points per game. Defensively, the 2024 New Orleans Saints finished 19th in the league this year by allowing 23.4 points a game. There are 13 other NFL teams which did finish below New Orleans on defense and allowed even more points. But none of those teams are in the playoffs beginning this weekend. Do we have black and gold salary cap woes too? Oh yeah. Next season, the NFL's salary cap rises to an incredible $275 million a team.
Excellent.
For those teams which exceed that high amount, an additional penalty is going to be assessed to the team owner by the NFL if they exceed the salary cap. And right now, your New Orleans Saints are the second highest paid NFL team behind somehow woeful Cleveland and have $341 million on the books due this fall. After posting a pitiful 5-12 record last year, who is going to be paid the most money next season down in Houdatville? Overpriced quarterback Derek Carr, who was acquired by general manager Mickey Loomis, is on the books for an incredible $51 million next year. An undrafted free agent from Brigham Young, the oft-injured role player Taysom Hill, he's number two on the team and will be paid $18 million in 2025. Now, both of those players are in their mid-30s and represent more than 25% of the total cash to be paid to the team's 53-man roster. And who signed those two players to the expensive long-term deals? Yeah, you know who. The Saints need to hire a new head coach, too. Should Mickey Loomis be allowed to do that? The trends for the New Orleans Saints are pointing in the wrong direction. Since the retirement of future Hall of Fame quarterback Drew Brees after the 2020 season and the departure of head coach Sean Payton a year later, the Saints have been sinking quickly. The record of the team is one thing, but a decline in fan interest for a really bad team is another. Us loud and proud Saints fans have kept the faith, while we have observed our favorite NFL teams sinking in the standings and dropping in relevance in recent years. Former owner Tom Benson did not know very much about pro football prior to acquiring the team in 1985, but he hired Mickey Loomis away from the Seattle Seahawks organization and trusted him to build the football team during the 2000s. And yes, the Saints were able to achieve that ultimate goal of a Super Bowl title for the city of New Orleans on that glorious day in February 2010. General manager Mickey Loomis deserves a share of that credit for being a part of those successful years for the Saints. But Saints team owner Tom Benson passed away in 2018. His wife, Gail Benson, is now in charge. And sadly to Saints fans, Mrs. Benson may trust general manager Mickey Loomis more than us average New Orleans Saints fans do right now. Keep this in mind. Former Saints coach Sean Payton left the Crescent City for some reason. He quickly returned to coaching just 1 year later in Denver, and now he already has his new team in the playoffs this coming Sunday. And once Sean Payton left New Orleans, us Saints fans have not sniffed the playoffs ever since. If Mrs. Benson opts to trust general manager Mickey Loomis to clean up the mess, which he is primarily responsible for making in New Orleans, expect to see more and more Saints fans wearing orange crush-colored NFL merchandise in the coming months. Go Broncos! I'm Swamp Swami.